Hello, humans, beautiful people of planet Earth. This is Dre Murray. This is part of the Dre Murray podcast. This is where I share my thoughts, my experiences, in an effort to help you avoid the potholes, the roadkill, the cows, the bears, the lions, the tigers, the giraffes. Oh my. You know what I mean? This is, I do these in an effort to help you avoid those things that I may have hit along my journey. And, you know, just try to get you to your destination faster and also help you to just have a better experience while on your journey as an artist. And then just, man, as a human being, you know, I've learned some things, but I'm also just like everyone in the world, you know, getting older and learning as I go. Hopefully, you know, more people are learning than not from mistakes and just situations that have happened, losses, wins, etc. So today, real quick, and this will be up on YouTube, obviously. I'm filming this. This is the first time I'm kind of combining the two. So you'll be able to have the video experience as well as the audio experience on all platforms where you can find podcasts, where podcasts are available. You'll be able to find this audio. So, but real quick, I just wanted to speak on something that I thought about this weekend as I was walking around downtown in Tulsa and just running into a few people. I just thought about the fact that, you know, many people have said it a number of different ways. One of the ways that I hear it a lot is that you are the sum total of the, you know, the five people that you are closest to or around the most, however you want to put it. You are the sum of those people. And essentially, I think what that quote and what other sayings, what they're trying to get to is that the people that you have around you, you can look around you and basically tell, you can pretty much tell your trajectory, you know, what path you're going on by the company that you keep. And I know that it's a, you know, we've, at least I did, heard this from my mom and people that were in, you know, authority positions, whether it be coaches, whether it be teachers. You hear this a lot. But as you get older and you start to move around a little bit more and you get to the point where, like, I'm at the point now in my life where the networking that I did, the relationships that I built, the relationships that were harmed, the relationships that I lost, all of that together is pushing me in a certain direction, or it's providing opportunities, or it's, you know, opportunities have not been presented because of some failed relationships, or, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, it's, that could be a good thing, right? When you separate yourself from certain people, or the relationship just stops for whatever reason, that could turn into, you know, a good thing, right? Because there's negative, there's bad opportunities as well. And some of them you aren't asked to participate in. Some of them you are forced to participate in because of your involvement in whatever. And so, yeah, as I get older, I'm starting to see how important that is. It's like one of the most important things for your advancement is the company that you keep, the people that are around you, and you know, what the people that are around you, what you guys are talking about, the philosophy, you know, that is being spoken of, the way of life, the, you know, the path, the journey, etc., whatever name you want to put to it, where is everybody going in your circle? Where is everybody going? Sometimes you got to take a step back and look at that. Sometimes it'll just smack you up in the, in, upside the head and you'll be like, man, like I really need to do some searching here and some, you know, I really need to take a step back and reconfigure or whatever word you want to use. I need to examine my friendships, my relationships, and where, you know, these things are going. It may be one particular relationship, you know, it may be, you know, a lot of people that's around you. You may look at that and be like, man, I have no one in my life currently that's moving in the direction that I want to be moving in. That's a real thing, man. That's a real thing, because relationships are a complex thing. They're tricky, but basically what I'm trying to say is, man, just look around and really take that seriously, because it is a serious thing. You know, once you get older, you know, and even now I keep saying once you get older, people, you know, there's young people that recognize this very early on, which is, you know, really, really good. I didn't recognize it until later on in my life, you know, because once you get to a point where you can kind of slow down a little bit, you know, once you get to a point for whatever reason where you can actually take a break, you know, I don't know whenever that is, but once you get to a point in your life where you can breathe a little bit and really think about some things, you know, and hopefully you guys are doing that every single day, taking some time out to just breathe and you guys, you know, pray or meditate, whatever. Hopefully you're taking time out to really take a step back and not just run, because that's what usually happens. You're running, and you're around certain people and good things may be happening, but you don't see the trajectory. You don't see, you know, good things may be happening now, but you're not really recognizing that the relationships that you built, that you formed, the end result won't be what you want it to be. The destination won't be where you want it to be. The goal isn't the goal that you want. But at that particular time, you're running, and good things are happening. And it's like, oh, man, we're winning. But sometimes you got to remove yourself from that situation and then look around and say, you know, I'm winning now, but am I going to be winning 10 years from now based on the trajectory and you know, who's in my circle and what, you know, what path are we going down? So yeah, and it might not necessarily be, it's not that it's a bad path sometimes. It may not just be the path for you, right? It may not be the path for you. God may have different things that he wants to do in your life. He may have things that he wants to do in this person or this group of people's lives. And you meeting up with them may have just been for a time, right? And sometimes we stay too long. Sometimes it's time to exit that situation or relationship and move on and be what God wants you to be. So, yeah, hopefully that, you know, helps you to remember some things that you already knew, or, you know, shed some light on some things that you didn't even know were there. But this is Dre Murray, Dre Murray Podcast. Please continue to listen. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. This is up on YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, follow me on social media at Dre Murray 22. Like, rate, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. All right, till next time. Peace.